Hi, Dave Emery here. Side one of For the Record program number 812. Kim.com and Divine Laissez-Faire Economics. This program is being recorded on September 28th of the year 2014. The title of this program is actually in some ways a little misleading. We're going to be looking at a guy named Kim Schmitz, who has changed his name formally to Kim.com. He has been involved in all sorts of criminal activity related to hacking. He also founded a website called Mega Upload, which has been accused in the U.S. and elsewhere of massive violation of copyrights by downloading tremendous amounts of music and video content. In that regard, it appears to be relatively simple, similar, I should say, to the Pirate Bay site. Pirate Bay was financed largely by Carl Lundstrom, a Swedish fascist and the primary financial backer of the Sweden Democrats, a fascist party in Sweden, and now the third most popular party in Sweden. Apparently, Sweden Democrats has been getting a lot of support from young people lately. WikiLeaks held forth on the Pirate Bay servers, again, financed largely by Carl Lundstrom. That connection, of course, made by Israel Shamir, a.k.a. Jorlan Jeremos, a Russian-born fascist who is a doctrinaire Holocaust denier and very close to Julian Assange. And he made the arrangements for WikiLeaks to hold forth on Pirate Bay. The founder of Pirate Bay is now a resident who was working for Peter Sunde, is his name, S-U-N-D-E, was working for Siemens and is now a resident of Germany when he founded the Pirate Bay website. I would note here that both Pirate Bay and Mega Upload by Kim.com, a real name Kim Schmitz, were involved in alleged large-scale piracy against of music and video product produced largely in the U.S. and also the U.K. One could look at this, and I'm going to ask people to consider the possibility of those free sort of pirating websites as vehicles for economic warfare against the U.K. and the U.S. We've taken a look in the past at how both Brazil and Germany and other European countries suddenly, in response to the, quote, disclosures, unquote, of Edward Snowden, are doing all sorts of things to ramp up their high tech. The new Apple phones are allegedly encrypted to make it impossible, unquote, for NSA to penetrate conversations. Of course, it doesn't mention that Apple has a great many contracts with the CIA, and who knows if perhaps there has been a quid pro quo there. In any event, the, quote, disclosures, unquote, by Snowden that occasioned such a brouhaha around the world have been known for a long time. And certainly Germany, which has been a partner of NSA in these activities, knew about this for a long time. So there's sudden push to have secure telecommunications and data storage is just so much fresh fertilizer under the circumstances. And we're going to be taking a look at Kim Schmitz, a.k.a. Kim.com, in that context. Kim.com is an associate of Julian Assange and Edward Snowden and Glenn Greenwald. And I would note that Kim.com set up a political party, the Internet Party in New Zealand, and that party, although it did not do well in the most recent elections, actually gravitated initially to people and interests from the far right, a guy named John Banks, B-A-N-K-S, of the ACT party. That's actually pronounced ACT. And I would note that initially Kim.com moved in that direction. One of the planks of Kim.com's internet party was to remove New Zealand from the Five Eyes spying program. And that was one of the goals, apparently, of the German interest in the Snowdrop, was getting access to the Five Eyes spying arrangement. The Five Eyes being the U.S., the U.K., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. At the same time, Julian Assange has set up the WikiLeaks party in Australia, which also initially gravitated to the far right, to the detriment of the Green Party elements that had initially supported them. So note, again, that WikiLeaks is essentially the same operation as Eddie the Friendly Spooks op. We've looked at that in a number of shows. Snowden's flight from Hawaii to Hong Kong was apparently arranged by WikiLeaks, and then his travel from Hong Kong to Russia was also handled by WikiLeaks. And note that both Kim.com, again, a German extraction, and Julian Assange set up political parties in two of the Five Eyes countries. The WikiLeaks party is in Australia. The internet party of Kim.com in New Zealand. Both are anti-surveillance. And as we will see, Eddie Snowden, Glenn Greenwald, Julian Assange, and Kim.com are not strangers to one another. Interestingly, a spokesman for the Green Party in New Zealand observed that Kim.com's involvement in, quote, progressive, unquote, politics in New Zealand was very likely to hurt the Green Party and other left-of-center political parties. Well, the fact that was apparently the case, the Internet Party took a bath in the most recent New Zealand elections. That should not come as a surprise, given Kim.com's general attitude and comportment and history. I wonder if perhaps that was exactly the idea, or part of it anyway. I also wonder to what extent Kim.com is something of a negative poster child for internet freedom. If I were a big, powerful tech corporation and I wanted to discredit notions of internet freedom in favor of a more corporatized internet, the guy that I would send out to just destroy any notion of net freedom would be Kim.com. He is very wealthy. He has a very low regard for the rule of law, as we will see. He engages in the most conspicuous of conspicuous consumption, and not just in terms of spending a lot of money and buying a lot of expensive toys and surrounding himself with beautiful and presumably available women. But Kim.com, shall we say, has not been missing a lot of meals, okay? He is very well fed, and the big guy's like 6'5 or something like that. If you can imagine sort of Drew Carey on steroids, that's sort of what he looks like. And again, if I were a would-be malefactor in a big corporation that really wanted to discredit the notion of internet freedom, I would send this crook out there to do exactly what he's doing. And I wonder if perhaps he may be just exactly that, something of a cultural agent provocateur against net freedom, at the same time as furthering economic warfare against American and British media business. We're also going to be taking a look at the free market economic philosophy that underlies not only Kim.com, but Julian Assange, Eddie the Friendly Spook, Mr. Let's Get Rid of Social Security and Bring Back the Gold Standard, because that it's that free market economic philosophy that not only underlies these libertarians, but also things as seemingly disparate as the fellowship or the family of Abraham Varad, a very powerful Christian organization that has worked with the Underground Reich and basically has its fingers knuckle deep in most of the powerful pies in Washington and elsewhere. The same divine laissez-faire economic philosophy also governs the Muslim Brotherhood. So we're going to be looking at some very diverse interests indeed. Now, about Kim.com, whom I call the Dot Commandant, give you an idea of what he has been about. Article from Wired.com of January 26th of the year 2012. It's by Sean Gallagher, G-A-L-L-A-G-A-T-R, The Fast, Fabulous, Allegedly Fraudulent Life of Mega Uploads, Kim.com. It reads in part, bear in mind that Kim Schmitz changed his name to Kim.com. Schmitz's efforts to branch into the, quote, legit, unquote, world of security consulting with his security company, Data Protect, initially backfired by exposing his real identity and by allowing it to be connected to his hacker credentials. In March of 1994, he was arrested by police for trafficking in stolen phone calling card numbers. He was held in custody for a month, then arrested again on additional hacking charges shortly afterward, and again released. In 1998, he was convicted of 11 counts of computer fraud, 10 counts of data espionage, and an assortment of other charges. He received a 2-year suspended sentence because at just 20, he was declared underage, unquote, at the time the crimes were committed. As we're going to see with Kim.com, he has gotten away with an awful lot, underage or otherwise. One of the questions that I have is he an operative of some kind, either for BND and or Underground Reich or somebody else? Because it looks from the outside as if he might have what's called a get-out-of-jail-free card. In other words, he is connected. Continuing. But Schmitz used the notoriety, again, that's criminal notoriety, to boost his security business. He soon landed a security contract for Data Protect with the airline Lufthansa by demonstrating an apparent security vulnerability, although according to claims by others in the German hacking community, his connection to the airline was thanks to collaboration with an insider at Lufthansa and to the hacking skills of an accomplice. With insider trading charges pending over Let's Buy It, Schmitz decided it was time to lay low, by his standards anyway. In fear for his life, unquote, he fled to Thailand in January of 2002. On his website, he hinted at possible suicide, saying he would be crossing, quote, to a new world, unquote, Hale Bopp cult style. But instead of offing himself, he declared that he wanted to be known as King Kimball, K-I-M-B-L-E, the first ruler of the Kimpire, K-I-M-P-I-R-E, a label he would apply to his future projects. As it turned out, Thailand wasn't happy to see him either. He was promptly arrested and fast-tracked deported to Germany to stand trial. Listen to this. This is for the largest insider trading case in German history. However, the few nights in a Thai jail turned out to be the worst of it, as fears of prison in Germany were unfounded. He was sentenced to 20 months probation and slapped with a 100,000 euro fine. In 2003, he pleaded guilty to embezzlement charges over the monkey loan and received another 2 years of probation. After the law's repeated lashes with a wet noodle, Schmitz left Germany and moved to Hong Kong to start the next level of mega insanity. Now, more about his sentence for, again, what was, up to that point, the largest insider trading case in German history. This is from whoiskim.com, the story behind mega uploads, larger than life founder. It's by Lincoln Feast, F-E-A-S-T, and Sarah Marsh, M-A-R-S-H, from the Huffington Post of January 21st of 2012. Skipping down. A Munich court sentenced the then 28-year-old to 20 months probation and a 100,000 euro fine. After his conviction, Schmitz disappeared from public view, reappearing a couple of years ago in New Zealand, having legally changed his name to Kim.com. The FBI estimates that .com personally made around $115,000 a day during 2010 from his empire. So, sentencing a guy to 20 months probation and a 100,000 euro fine is basically like fining him one day's pay and giving him 20 months probation. And again, that was for the largest insider trading case in German history up to that time. And that was on top of all the other things that he did, for which he got a little more than a scolding because he was underage at the time that he committed the crimes. And so, again, with regard to the relatively charmed legal life or legal status of Kim.com, that's one of the things to keep in mind. We're going to touch on Kim.com's association with Julian Assange of WikiLeaks and Edward Snowden and Glenn Greenwald, all really part of the same operation, which appears to be not only underground-like, but probably BND, maybe with an element of BND-controlled CIA or BND-allied element of CIA involved. What we're going to look at next, though, is, again, in our most recent programs dealing with the adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, we noted how, at one level, the WikiLeaks slash Snowden operation, and they are part of the same op, appears to be a justification for an act of economic warfare against U.S. high-tech business, cloud storage in particular. Because, again, when Germany and Brazil are announcing a new fiber optic under a transatlantic cable and various other forms of technological developments to thwart the things that we learned from the, quote, disclosures, unquote, by Snowden, that is nonsense, because not only has this stuff, the essence of it, been known for a long time, but Germany has been an active participant with NSA. They've known about this for a long time. So rather than this being a response to the, quote, disclosures of Snowden, I think we can intelligently see Snowden's operation as, at one level, justifying a predetermined economic warfare offensive against U.S. high tech. And I'm asking about both the Pirate Bay, which held Julian Assange and WikiLeaks for a while, and with mega upload of Kim.com, are they part of the same operation? Also, at the very same time that Germany and Brazil and Europe are announcing the new fiber optic cables and so forth to thwart the things that were revealed by the disclosures of Edward Snowden, when they'd known about this for years, obviously, and had been participating in it for years, at the very same time that those announcements were made, Kim.com, a.k.a. Kim Schmitz, also announces the new mega service, which will offer encrypted email service, again, supposedly in response to the disclosures of Edward Snowden from the Z as in zebra, D as in dog net of August 11th of 2013, an article by Rob O'Neill. Mega to fill secure email gap left by Lavabit, L-A-D-A-B-I-T. It reads in part, Kim.com's, quote, privacy company Mega is developing secure email services to run on its entirely non-U.S.-based server network as intense pressure from U.S. authorities force other providers to close. And skipping down. Last week, Mega Chief Executive Vikram Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, told ZDNet that the company was being asked to deliver secure email and voice services. In the wake of the disclosures, he expanded his plans, skipping down. Meanwhile, Kim.com has said that he may have to pull parts of Mega out of New Zealand if new surveillance legislation is passed into law. Dotcom told Torrent Freak that the U.S. government and the other Five Eyes partners, the U.K., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, are pushing new spy legislation to provide backdoors into Internet services. And more about that in the following article. Note again that Julian Assange opened the WikiLeaks party in Australia, again, one of the Five Eyes countries, and Kim.com turns up in New Zealand and opens up a political party in New Zealand, another of the Five Eyes countries. This, at the same time as Germany, is using the Snowden, quote, disclosures, unquote, to justify an obviously predetermined economic offensive. And so again, I'm asking, and at the same time, Germany is pushing for inclusion in the Five Eyes. Again, asking what connection between Germany pushing for inclusion in the Five Eyes because of the Snowden, quote, disclosures, Julian Assange, part of the same operation, as Snowden goes opens the WikiLeaks party in Australia, one of the Five Eyes countries, another of their associates, Kim.com, opens the Internet party in New Zealand, another of the Five Eyes countries, and is promising to close one of the Five Eyes. They have been assisted in their efforts by none other than Glenn Greenwald, whom, as we have seen before, he was a journalist. As an attorney, he was an active fellow traveler of a number of Nazi and fascist groups, many of them outright stone killers. An article about Kim.com's Internet party in New Zealand appeared in the New York Times of September 19th of 2014. Article by Jonathan Hutchinson, H-U-T-C-H-I-N-S-O-N. Online renegade wanted in U.S., shakes up New Zealand election. It was not an ordinary political rally, but it has been anything but an ordinary election. The hundreds of people who packed Auckland Town Hall on the recent evening were regaled by speeches by Glenn Greenwald, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder, and Edward J. Snowden, the former National Security Agency contractor, the last two appearing by Internet video link. Mr. Greenwald and Mr. Snowden said the New Zealand government had carried out, or at least participated in, mass domestic surveillance. Well, you know, again, they're part of the Five Eyes. That's what they do, along with the intelligence services of many countries that have been screeching about this. By the way, the reason why the CIA station chief, as we looked at in For the Record 807, the CIA station chief in Berlin, Germany, was kicked out of the country for receiving materials from a turned BND agent that were the transcript of German intelligence monitoring the telephone conversations of Hillary Clinton and John Kerry, one former Secretary of State, the other still Secretary of State of the U.S. So again, Germany certainly knew about this stuff. Continuing with this article, again, New York Times, September 19th of 2014, online renegade wanted in U.S. shakes up New Zealand election. But at the center of the show was the event's organizer, Kim.com, an internet entrepreneur accused of mass copyright theft, whose fledgling internet party stands a chance at winning seats in Parliament in the national elections on Saturday. Quote, "We are going to work really, really, really hard to stop this country from participating in mass surveillance," Mr. Dotcom told the crowd. "And we'll close one of the five eyes," he added, referring to the Internet Alliance, to the Intelligence Alliance that consists of Australia, Britain, Canada, New Zealand, and the U.S. The crowd erupted in cheers. The party advocates repealing surveillance legislation and amending copyright laws to protect internet companies from, quote, "civil liability arising from the action of their users," unquote, a fix that could shield hosting services like Mega. There is widespread suspicion as well that if his party wins a place in the government, it will try to block his extradition. Mr. Dotcom has sunk at least $3.5 million New Zealand dollars, or $2.9 million U.S. dollars, into the Internet Party, the largest personal contribution to a political party on record in New Zealand, according to the National Electoral Commission. And we're going to talk more about his political career. Interesting that when he first got to New Zealand, again, one of the Five Eyes countries, he set up a political party just like Julian Assange did in Australia, another one of the Five Eyes countries, both pushing to withdraw those countries from the Five Eyes. Germany at the same time has been pushing for inclusion. Note the sort of symmetry between WikiLeaks holding forth on Pirate Bay's servers and also what Kim.com was doing with Mega Upload, both basically piracy operations. And I would also note where in what direction Kim.com basically gravitated when he got to New Zealand. From the New Zealand Herald of February 4th of 2014, an article by Chris Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N. Chris Barton, "Get back to your roots, Kim.com." And he notes, skipping down, "When he first came to New England, Dotcom sought out the far right in the shape of John Banks, B-A-N-K-S, for assistance. He's clearly pro-tax minimization for businesses, evidenced by his setting up Mega Upload in Hong Kong, where it was on a 4% tax rate. It is also plain to see he's a businessman who likes to make obscene amounts of money, flaunt his wealth with extravagant spending, and have servants responding to his beck and call. Hardly the hallmark of a left winger." Well, no, indeed. And we're going to take a look at some other things about Kim.com's lifestyle and his choice of collecting memorabilia inside, too. We're also going to look at some of the economic, ideological fellow travelers of Kim.com, of Julian Assange, of Eddie Snowden. However, these will be people I don't think one would normally think of in connection with those advocates of, quote, freedom, unquote. This concludes Side 1 of For the Record program number 812, Kim.com and Divine Laissez-Faire Economics, being recorded on September 28th of the year 2014. I'm Dave Emery. Ciao.